The music business sometimes provides a living for people who might otherwise be in jail or a psychiatric institution, but they're rarely as successful as the more stable peers. Jimmy Donnelly has long been held up as a prime example of this, and with the release of most of his recordings by Bear Family, we can hear that there was more to Donnelly than his tormented biography. Rock historian Ed Ward tells the story.
Come here, Blue. Wonder what that old hound is. I bet he think I'm going to town. He don't like town, and I don't blame him. Every time I go to town, oh, no, kicking my hand around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. Got no business to kicking him around. Got no business to kicking him around.
The first time I'd ever heard of Jimmy Donnelly was when a friend put on an album of his songs, and I noted that the cover had his tombstone on it. If I'd known more about Donnelly, that tombstone would have come as something of a relief, because from all accounts, this was a man you didn't ever want to come into contact with. He was born in Gulfport, Mississippi in 1929, and by his early 20s was playing bars around Biloxi, where he came to the attention of another musician, Ernie Chaffin, who had already started to record for Sun Records in Memphis. Donnelly's star might have risen earlier, but just as he was making a name for himself, Uncle Sam came calling, and he went into the Army, which stationed him in Panama. Around Biloxi, they thought the Army was a good idea. When Donnelly and Chaffin performed, sometimes Jimmy would hear someone in the audience say something he didn't like and put down his guitar and attack them. But not even the armed services could help, and before too long, Donnelly was back in Mississippi with a psychiatric discharge. At this point, Pee Wee Maddox, a local songwriter, arranged for Jimmy to audition for Decca Records in Nashville, and not only did they sign him, they recorded four songs immediately in February 1957.
Well, I'm going to town next Saturday, get a new pair of kicks with some of my pay, gonna jump with the chicks, boy, hit and fart to the knockdown rhythm of a hot guitar. Come along, yeah, baby, come along. Well, now, come along, baby, come along with me. I gotta quit that gal my old used to be. She tell the whole town what she won't tell me. That's the reason why I put her down. Can't you see that? Need a road open just for you and me. Come along. Yeah, baby, come along. Well, now come along. Baby, come along with me.
Of course, there were loads of rockabilly singers out there at this point, and Decca had more than their fair share of them. But since, like most major labels at the time, they had no idea what would sell, they just threw the records out there. They probably didn't even care that Donnelly's accent is sometimes impenetrable, although they figured it out 6 months later when they had him record some country standards. After that, they left him to his own stuff, including the song he's best known for.
There's a pain inside my heart, dear, and a burning deep within. If I can't guess I took too much for granted, for that you love me too. Our romance should have never started. Little girl, I can't blame you. Should have seen.
Born to Be a Loser would have been called autobiographical if Donnelly had had the insights others had into him. The song's relentless self-pity has made it a swamp pop classic, covered by others, but Donnelly never saw a penny. He was deeply suspicious of the contracts he signed and preferred to get paid in cash for everything he recorded. This would have meant the loss of a few thousand dollars if Donnelly hadn't done something that for the times was astonishing. One day he walked up to Fats Domino, whose voice resembled his, and auditioned a couple of his new tunes. Fats, a very smart man, bought them on the spot. In fact, Donnelly and Pee Wee Maddox got close enough to Fats that they appear in the chorus on his recording of one of Donnelly's songs.
Where was Jody when the lights went out? Standing in the corner, shout, shout, sister, shout.
Party,
Lordy, Lordy.
Hey, Captain, a man, he took it, went away.
What a party,
It's hard to tell how many songs Donnelly sold outright to Fats and his bandleader Dave Bartholomew and others, including Jerry Lee Lewis. But some, with the songwriting credit Jessup, point to Reverend J. Charles Jessup, a media-savvy preacher from the Gulf Coast to whom Donnelly sold the rights to his output. It goes without saying that Donnelly's personal life was chaotic. He was married 6 times and engaged to another woman he didn't marry, but for whom he wrote one of his most beautiful melodies.
I want me somebody, someone to love, someone to share with the pleasures of love. It's you I desire. You set me on fire. Only it's you. It's got to be you.
Donnelly's violence towards his wives and girlfriends is horrifying to read about and was fueled, unsurprisingly, by his near-constant consumption of alcohol. Yet the women kept on coming and kept on leaving. In 1961, Donnelly did some leaving of his own. He demanded a release from his contract with Decca at gunpoint and signed with Huey P. Moe's Teardrop Records in Houston. These, too, failed to sell, and finally, on March 21, 1963, Donnelly got into his car, turned on the engine, and asphyxiated himself. Next to his body was a Bible, his mother's obituary, a picture of his wife Lily May, and Ernie Chaffin's phone number. It was Donnelly's second suicide attempt, the first time he hadn't been able to afford enough gas to succeed. And his last request, that his friend Cozy Corley sing at his funeral, was denied. Corley was black.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He reviewed a collection of the music of Jimmy Donnelly called The Shape You Left Me In. You can hear the song Born to Be a Loser on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.